Zach, I imagine that you began life as a toddler sitting in your mama's kitchen playing with pots and pans and banging on things. Am I off?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds kind of about right, or just interested in people making sounds, I think, always. Yeah. So somewhere along those lines, yeah.
So you're a percussionist, a composer, a drummer. What kind of instruments do you play? Run through that a little bit for us.
Yeah, so I'm classically trained percussionist, so I play, all kinds of percussion instruments, marimba, vibraphone, all kinds of drums. I play a lot of drum set as well. And so through all that, I also kind of have started playing with piano and some synthesizers. But my main kind of zone is percussion. And I like all kinds of kind of standard percussion instruments, but I like a lot of percussionists, including myself, like using kind of found instruments like whatever, like pieces of wood or glass bottles. Sometimes I make instruments like these tuned pipes. Out of aluminum, things like that. So I just kind of,
Whatever makes an interesting
yeah,
sound.
whatever sounds cool, I'm kind of into.
Tell us a little bit about that journey. How did you discover this? How did you get started doing this? Was it accidental or you always had your mind on this?
Yeah, it was kind of gradual over time. I definitely always was really interested in making music and people who make music. And so I kind of just started out playing drum set when I was like 11 or 12. I saved up for like a whole year, bought a drum set, took like violin lessons for a few years. And then eventually I joined like the school concert band. And that kind of opened my mind up to just different kinds of music than like what I was used to with playing in like rock bands and things like that. And that's kind of where I got into all the kind of classical percussion instruments, and I just kind of kept going from there, studying in college, and but always kind of with this mindset from playing in bands and wanting to write music and create. So it was kind of a combination of all of that.
So, how would you describe your music? It seems like somewhere between neoclassical and experimental. How do you describe it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's definitely, in this sort of neoclassical world mixed with experimental, but it kind of also fits into some more rock or folk oriented world in terms of, kind of the harmony that I like to gravitate towards, really kind of folk inspired. So it's kind of a combination of experimental folk and neoclassical, I would say.
Which is a pretty wild combination. Correct me if I'm wrong, you don't hear that too often.
No, you kind of don't. Although I think in the percussion world, kind of that interest of those combinations of things are a little more common. And I think that's because a lot of percussionists start out like me playing and listening to like rock music and then learn about the classical percussion world. And so kind of a lot of peers of mine are interested in a similar kind of sound world.
Is there anyone or any group or anything that particularly inspired you, or you completely branched out on your own?
I think it's kind of a combination of three different groups that really kind of informed what I do now. First, there's this kind of experimental heavy metal band that I loved for years called Between the Buried and Me. They're from North Carolina, and they were really just kind of combining all of these different genres and writing these really long songs, and I really thought that was cool. There's this, really popular folk, kind of experimental, I would say, folk group Bon Iver, and they make really accessible music but find really interesting ways to do it. So I've been inspired by them for like years and years. And then in the percussion world, this group called So Percussion from New York, they also do a similar thing where they can live in this really experimental world, but they also collaborate with bands and kind of just do all these different things. So I'm really inspired by musicians who try to be more than just one kind of music and are open-minded and trying different things.
I'm trying to imagine too what your process is like. I read somewhere that you spent time at a family resort near the Boundary Waters. So you're from Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, I live in Minneapolis now, but I grew up in this town called Ely, Minnesota, which is way, way up north and near the Boundary Waters, yeah, Canoe area. And so I grew up working on the family resort and guiding fishing trips and things like that. And then I moved here about 10 years ago for school. And
so how do you approach a composition? Do you need to get somewhere by yourself? Do you work with others? Walk us through that process a little bit.
Sure. It really just depends on the project. But most often, I start out just kind of by myself in a room. And I have a practice space or wherever I'm working. And I kind of am just really pulling everything kind of off the shelf that I have just to see kind of what might pique my interest. And usually I end up kind of just finding things that go well together or that I think are interesting. And I usually just start by improvising. And then eventually, you know, things just kind of settle into some sort of more formal composition. And that's usually how it is when I'm working with other people too. We'll be in a room together doing the same thing, but as like a, you know, collaborative unit. So yeah, kind of just starts by just kind of exploring and improvising.
Do you collaborate with poets very often? I was looking at one of your videos and you used poetry in that too.
I have in the past, mostly just, I have a close friend that I grew up with who's a author and poet. And so with him, I've done three or four collaborations. You may be using his text in an actual piece, like a recording or somebody reading it live, or just as inspiration for a work. But this poet named Alec Ostoff, yeah, I really enjoyed doing that when he was still living in Minnesota. And then he moved away. And since then, I haven't worked with any poets, but I still try and keep my eyes open. And yeah.
And I was rather fascinated with a piece called Cavernous, where you actually recorded sound bouncing off cave walls throughout Minnesota. Do tell.
Yeah, so that was a really fun project I did in 2017. It's kind of a year-long project where I was going around Minnesota, and I kind of found different, what I call like cave-like environments to record in. And I was really just looking for like interesting acoustic places and also just trying to like bring the recording process and music process to like places maybe it wasn't really meant to happen. And like the logistics involved with the audio recording crew and everything was just like a fun, adventurous challenge. So we recorded four different pieces. One up north, kind of near Ely in March, and it was in this cave. It's now a cave, but in the 1920s, it used to be like an iron ore mine, and it closed in the 20s, and like the woods completely overtook the area. So it's this really weird, like red stone room, you know, surrounded by these woods. And there was like icicles kind of growing up from the ground. It was really just like a cool way to spend a day playing music. And then we went down south to near the Iowa border to this like natural cave that's like half a mile below ground. And then the third place was near Duluth, kind of near Lake Superior in an old abandoned train tunnel. And finally, we were in here in Minneapolis in this big kind of abandoned grain silo. Yeah, which was kind of the ultimate. It was really boomy in there. And yeah, so it was a really fun project.
Yeah, that's a musician who has to get into spelunking and climbing and all
yeah,
kinds of adventures. Bring Band-Aids.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of instruments did you use in these environments?
So for this, I needed something that I could carry somewhat easily. So I had a small kind of table with different percussive instruments on it. So these little pitched metallic discs called crotales. They kind of sound like bells, but they were really convenient because I could just choose just the notes I needed. I didn't need like a whole set of them. And I had some smaller drums and some knickknacks, some like pieces of wood and pieces of metal. And then the instrument that I used all throughout was this little portable synthesizer. It's this tiny little green box called a pocket piano, and it can make a lot of different sounds, but what I liked about it is it had a built-in speaker, and it was battery operated, so I didn't need like an amplifier. So I was able to kind of bring it into these sort of remote places. So yeah, just kind of a hodgepodge of little instruments.
Do you have a favorite quote-unquote instrument or something that really surprised you with its unique sounds that you find yourself going back to again and again?
Yeah. I really love the marimba. It's like some folks, you know, maybe aren't familiar with it. It's like a xylophone, but it's bigger and deeper. It's a big wooden barred percussion instrument, really beautiful sounds. So I come back to that often, but I am careful using it because it's really big and really hard to move around. And so the other instrument I think I really interestingly have come back to again and again is that little green pocket piano synthesizer. It's not a percussion instrument, but I keep finding ways to utilize it within like a percussion setup. So yeah, those two instruments are kind of my favorites.
And now you're going to be coming to Vicksburg to Prairie Ronde Artist Residency. How did that come about, and what are you hoping to do there?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I just saw a listing last spring that they had this residency, and they were looking for people to apply. And they have this big old paper mill that they let artists work in for a month or 5-6 weeks at a time. And that was just really exciting to me. You know, I have always, especially since that Cavernous project, been really interested in creating music for a specific space and then playing it in that space. And so the residency in Vicksburg seemed like really the perfect fit for me.
It really does, yeah. A big empty building like that, I can imagine. The acoustics should be interesting.
Exactly. I'm really excited. And they, it seems like I can kind of spend a lot of time in actual space, which I haven't done. Usually for past projects that are kind of based around a specific place, I kind of have to get in and out within like a day. So the composing aspect of it is done elsewhere. So in this case, in Vicksburg, I'll be able to really kind of dig into this particular space and try and write music that really just fits well there. And I'm kind of trying to go in with an open mind. I'm going to just kind of bring my van load full of different instruments, and I'm just kind of planning on experimenting and trying some new things. But yeah, I just want to go in with an open mind and kind of see what works best in there.
Do you know at this point if there will be something for the public as well, perhaps because of the pandemic right now, that it's virtual or with some kind of social distancing? Is there going to be any kind of performance?
So I don't think so. Last I heard, I was talking to John Kern, who kind of is in charge of the whole thing. At this time, they've kind of, just because of everything that's happening, they've kind of canceled all of those sorts of things. But what I'm planning on doing is recording whatever work I come up with in there, and hopefully also filming. I have a way to kind of record and film myself. I've been working out over the past couple of years. My plan is to finish work and record it and film it in there so that I can at least share it that way and share the space and the sound of the space that way.
Sounds fascinating. I can't wait to hear what you come up with. And I imagine the visuals will be interesting too. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk with us, Zach. I appreciate it. And have a safe trip from Minneapolis to Vicksburg, and we'll be watching for you and listening for you.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking with you.